There you go. That is our Australian curry sausage with mash. That is a fantastic meal right there. Hi everyone, welcome to Backyard Chef. I'm Rick. Today we're doing an Australian old school classic. Grands and mums have made this, and so's a lot of blokes, to be honest. You know, it's a very easy one. We're doing the Australian curried sausage and mash. Fantastic recipe, absolutely fantastic. I love the recipe, I've made it so many times. And obviously with it being an Australian curried sausage dish, we've got some sausages. Now these sausages are beef sausages. And we are gonna cook these in a slightly different way, but there you go. These are beef sausages. We've got onion, we've got a carrot, we've got frozen peas, we've got curry powder. In Australia, use Keen's. Everywhere else, use a mild curry powder. There you go, let's crack on and do it. Couple of additions, just to let everybody argue amongst themselves. Some don't like fruit, some do have fruit. There you go, let's crack on. Onion. Now, this is very much like a Chinese curry. Very, very much. In fact, it's nearly identical, a takeaway Chinese curry, apart from it's got carrots in and it's got fruit in and a dash of Worcester sauce. Now, Worcester sauce is optional, but it's going in. Right, onions. We want to slice the onions down. Okay? We want slices of onion in our curry. Okay. As easy as that in there. Now, obviously, you can go as many onions as you like. I'm just going to put one in. We don't need any more than that. Now, there is carrot in this recipe. So, and I'm not going too thick on this. You know, I've got some rounds there. Or you could cube it. It's entirely up to you how you want your carrot in there. And you know, you can even use frozen. Don't worry about it. Just do whichever way you want, you know? Come on. Okay, we're going to actually peel and chop the apple. In fact, we'll wait. It's going to go brown. We'll chop it in a minute whilst the sausages are cooking. Okay, a little bit different cook for you lot out there. We are going in here with some water. Bring it up to the boil in there. Some oil. Oil and water don't mix, yes, we know that. Put our sausages in for a swim. What's going to happen? The water's going to boil. We're going to cook the sausages. The water's going to evaporate out and the oil's going to take over. We're going to brown the sausages. Why do we do it this way? Do you know where those sausages came from? I don't. And what we're doing is we're making sure they're all cooked and they're going to plump up. They're going to plump up in that boiling water. Now, I know some of you are going to say, I didn't expect to see that. And I'm going to say, well, you didn't expect to see Johnny Wilkinson drop kick in 2003 either, but it happened. Look at that scum from these sausages. There you go. And obviously in Australia, the sausage is known as a snag for those people around the world. Obviously, this is my way of cooking sausages. You don't have to do this. You can just put the oil in and you can fry them. Not a problem. Your choice. So when your water's evaporated and you're down to the oil, just start putting a little bit of browning on those sausages, nice and gently. I would recommend that you actually cook these to a good 85%. Okay, that's guess. If you cook them all the way through, it doesn't matter. You know, all these are going to be done is cooked they're going to be taken out and we're going to slice them whilst we cook the curry, and then they're going to be chucked back in. So they're not really going to go back in the curry for any length of time to actually cook. So make sure they're cooked nearly all the way, and then you just chuck them back in and finish them off. Everybody has their own ways, but you know, well, let's just put a little bit of colour on, make them look something like. So there you go, that's good enough for me. We're going to have those out of there. We're just going to stick them in a bowl. In a bowl they go. Oi! In a bowl they go. One side. Right. I've got oil in here. I've got beef fats in there. I've got butter in there. Add butter, don't add butter. Entirely up to you. If you just want to cook with oil, just cook with oil. Right, flame not too high. I'm going in there with the carrots first. Now normally you go onions, I'm going carrots. Carrots are going to take longer to actually cook. So let the carrots have just a little minute in there before we chuck the onions in. That gives us time to actually peel and dice our apple, if you're going to use it. If you don't want to use it, don't put it in. If you think it doesn't go in, don't put it in. Now I am actually taking the skin off. You don't have to do that either. You know, you could just cube it up and chuck it in with skin on. Obviously don't put the core in. In there, onions. Nice steady cook this, isn't it? Oh, we got some colour going on in there, look. Nice and gently, a little bit of a sauté on those onions. Don't rush it, you know, a lot of people rush this. There's absolutely no need. They're hard vegetables. Clear yourself a space. Take your curry powder in there. Now, we want to be blooming the curry powder in the oil. Release the oils of the curry powder. Give it a little stir over. See, a lot of people are frightened of actually blooming the spices out properly, you know. They have to chuck it in and chuck loads of water over it or stock immediately. But you know, that curry powder needs blooming. We're going in there with a couple of tablespoons of flour. Again, just cook out the rawness of that flour. Good, that smells amazing in here. To that, we want a dash of Worcester. We want what the Western world knows as ketchup and Australia knows as tomato sauce. Little sturdy round. Now today we're using beef stock. I'll put a little bit in to keep that loose. It's just going to absorb it all actually. Nice and steady. Got a lovely thick curry there, look. Just cube up your apples. In there, another optional extra. Some golden raisins. How fabulous is that? Chuck in a bit of water if it's too thick, like mine is, because that is going to cook in there nice and gently. I'm going to be going in there with some salt. And we want some pepper. A little bit of black pepper in there. Stir that in. Now you could do a spoonful of sugar as well if you wanted. Okay, we got a beautiful curry coming on there, look. We're just going to slice up our sausages, our snags, and we're going to chuck them in with some frozen peas. What I failed to mention, I think, I use the world famous OXO cube for my beef stock. Okay, we've chopped our sausage. And we're chopping it into chunks. We want chunks of sausage in there. Stir it in. Oh, that is looking lush. Look at that. Now, if it's going too thick for you, add a bit more water. Oh, look at that. In there, frozen peas. And we have got our Australian sausage curry. Look at that. So there we are. That is a fantastic curry right there. We're going to mash our mashed potatoes, usual way. Whatever you mash your potatoes, and let's get this served up. Come on. A big dollop of mashed potato on there. Now, serve it any which way you want, but you know, come on. This is begging. This is begging for curry in the middle of there. Now, don't smooth it out. If it runs out, so what? Come on. Let's make it look a bit special. Now, can you get in there for some of that curry sauce? In there. Like that. And then we want a good amount of curry in there. Come on, the sausages, the onions. Get it overflowing. Come on. Oh, now we're talking. There you go, that is our Australian curry sausage with mash. That is a fantastic meal right there. Well done, Australia. Look at that. Oh, sausage. Beef sausages these. Oh, come on. That is exceptional. Nice bit of crunch in that apple. Bit of crunch in those carrots. Same on the onion. The veggies are nice, they're crunchy. Got a fantastic curry sauce. We got buttery mashed potatoes and we got that beef sausage. Now there's a tip here for anybody that's making this dish. This is very much a Chinese curry, an English Chinese curry, takeaway curry. This can be made with Mayflower curry paste, anything like that. It is delicious. Just cook your sausages and your veg, use your curry paste, mashed potatoes, and you've got an Australian sausage curry. Okay, you're not using Keen's curry powder, but you know, I'm sure there's an awful lot of people out there don't use Keen's curry powder. And here's a question for all my friends down under. What makes Keen's curry powder different to every other curry powder around the world? I might make it one day, actually, just to show you. But if you know, leave a comment. Tell me what is the different ingredient in Keen's curry powder that makes it Keen's. If you like what we're doing, don't forget, share with your friends. Tell them how easy it is to make this Australian curried sausage. What a mash. Easy. And if you do like what we're doing, a big thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, ring that bell. Catch you in the next video. That is amazing.